coffee commercial with incest suggested?
What?
That seems like a bad idea.
Percolating.
99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Bad Idea Island. This is where we take some bad ideas. We ship them off to the island, and they all live together forever there. Ruth?
Yay.
So the best part of waking up is incest in your cup. In 2009, Folgers released a holiday commercial called Coming Home, which featured a brother coming home from West Africa to surprise his family for Christmas. And his sister opened the door, and they had a very beautiful reunion, a little too beautiful. It kind of played out like a Hallmark movie, and it's creepy. All right, so here we go.
I must have the wrong house.
Sister?
Oh, I missed you so much.
They waited up all night for you, you know.
It's a long way from West Africa. Oh, coffee.
He's here.
It's the mother waking up.
Brought you something from far away.
Really?
What is it?
Oh.
What are you doing?
She sticks the
ball. You're my present this year.
You're my present this year.
The best part is Folgers in your cup.
Okay, first of all, I saw that commercial and didn't see any of that. I saw a sweet homecoming. Yeah. From a brother. I don't know how you read incest into that.
I waited up all night for you.
Okay.
The long glances, the longing glances at each other. No?
Yeah, it's just super corny and weird. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you are in the minority because
a lot of
people.
I don't have any sisters, but, you know, it seemed like she was happy. I didn't see sex in her eyes.
It was just a tongue kiss.
I'm a very good reader of sex in the eyes.
It's just a little weird dynamic. It's like that nobody's, no brother and sister's like that close, and they're not going to like admit it like that if they were.
Younger sister, brothers, I don't know. Why is he in West Africa? Is he with the military? He wasn't
in hiding.
He was not in the uniform. That's where the coffee
is. He was hiding.
He went to West Africa for coffee, and then she's giving him Folgers.
Yeah.
Right. Not cool.
You're my present, taking the bow and putting it on him and saying, you're my present. Would you do that to your sibling?
Oh, yeah. I missed
that. That's bad, right?
That was weird.
Even in the kitchen, like, he's making his cup of coffee, and she's, like, sitting on the counter. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
get off the
sexual.
Counter. Get
that's
out of here. Let me have my coffee, and then we will sit down and talk.
That's weird. That's
here's
weird.
Your present. Get away
you
from
people
me.
People are weird.
So drinking coffee and a full body massage is bad, right?
I don't know. Maybe they were doing an innuendo. Disney used to do those sexual innuendos. Maybe Folgers
in the
like,
cartoons.
Yeah. They're like, let's do it in the commercial. Coming home. I mean,
Coming home.
They're like coming home.
She's like, you're my present. I don't know.
So a lot of people did find this
a little
bit creepy, and some people actually liked it. It inspired fan fiction. Lots of meetings. They re-edited it. They made
That's
yeah.
Really?
Wild.
So uncomfortable. Oh, yeah.
Down South, Folgers is number one.
Yeah, it's the favorite coffee commercial of the South.
That's right.
Okay, so this was re-edited by fans?
Fans would re-edit it and...
Do we have a copy of that?
Well, they would kind of re-edit it and make the looks longer. So they were staring at each other and like add music.
Okay.
They also inspired many, many memes and parodies. So was a parody that they called the Folgers Coffee Extended Cut, which is fantastic. Okay, they got actors that had the same set, the same clothes. They looked enough like them that you had to do a double take, and it actually seemed like the actors in the commercial.
Hilarious.
But it was a parody, so I'm gonna
play
that.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
So it starts with
what
the
are you boat. Doing?
You're my present this year.
Best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
See? I smelled it. He's back.
Ryan, you have to leave.
What? What are you guys talking about?
We know what's going on here. We know you're trying to f*** each other.
No. Oh, please. Brothers and sisters, don't look at each other like that.
He sent you to West Africa for a reason, Ryan. To separate you and your sister.
You're crazy. Oh, yeah? What's this?
He's my present this year.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
The president's engagement ring.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm your son, and I'm in love with your daughter.
Oh, Ryan, what is in that box?
What's in the box, Ryan?
It's mine.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What is it? Unbelievable.
What is it?
An engagement ring.
An engagement ring.
We have so much in common.
Here comes the coffee music again.
We grew up together. I just want to wake up every morning to the smell of you and Folger's Colombian Dark Roast.
Oh, my God.
You make me the happiest brother.
Dad! Get off of him! I love him! No!
Yes, you're the
queen! No, stop it! Stop it!
Get kissing.
No! I just want to f*** my brother.
Oh, my God. Folger's in your
car. I'd buy that.
Maybe I misread that commercial.
I told you.
Just want to wake up to the smell of her.
Oh,
we have so much in common. We grew up together.
You and Dark Roast in the morning.
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
Why do you think we sent you to West Africa?
Yep.
That was perfect.
That was great.
Really well done. And then they should do a follow-up like years later, like with children.
Oh.
Yeah, they all have the same faces.
The weirdest looking kids I've ever seen.
Right. One's got a longer leg than the other.
Let's talk to Joe Rupp. He's a retired post office worker, Buffalo Bills super fan, and he built a life-size Josh Allen mailbox in front of his house. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Man, it looks like Josh Allen holding a mailbox.
Well, that was the intent, and we got a face right inside the helmet that's actually a Josh Allen face, so it certainly does look like him.
How long have you been a Buffalo Bills fan?
Never left this area. I've been a Western New York native my whole life, so I'm 58 years old, and I've been a Bills fan since I could talk, so... You know, we're still hoping, but I've been a lifelong fan, and hopefully we're all hoping this is the year. But last night, after last night, we're kind of wondering which direction we're going.
I know. It's tough. You know, Scott Norwood brings back lots of bad memories for you, right?
Yeah, ouch. Right? Yeah, that was the first of four losses, and we haven't even been, well, we've been close. We're knocking on the door, but we have some nemesis over there in Kansas City that keeps keeping us away. But some year we'll get there. Hopefully it's this one.
Is your house number 17?
Yeah, that's what made it all the more wild. Yeah.
That's cool.
That is really something.
Convenient. Yeah. You stuff all the Buffalo Bills in there.
The Buffalo Bills. This is where the Buffalo Bills go.
Exactly.
How long were you a postal carrier?
Yeah, and a former postal worker. It all kind of made sense, and it all started with something simple as me walking around my neighbor with my grandson. I saw a post office, a mailbox on a neighbor's lawn that was actually number 44, and in my area, in Lancaster, which is just outside of Buffalo, 44 for the Buffalo Bills is Joe Andreessen, and we call him actually Buffalo Joe. That's how they address him even on the air. And he's from Lancaster. And I saw 44, and it's Buffalo Joe, and I'm walking my grandson thinking, man, if somebody had a really cool number, and it like hit me like an anvil in the head saying, oh my God, I've been living at 17 for 25 years. What am I thinking? And, you know, it all started from there. And I ran home with my grandkid and only for my wife to kind of, who's a big Bills fan, to kind of, you're crazy. I'm not letting you put something like that on the lawn. And then Big Josh goes on to win MVP, and I put the squeeze on her a little tighter. And then once I actually just went into Dick's Sporting Goods one day here in Buffalo and told them my story, and they thought it was kind of crazy that some old man's looking for a mannequin. But when I told them what my plan was, the associates at Dick's were fantastic. They hunted one down for me, and just days later, I go to Dick's and pick up this 6 foot tall, slightly marred mannequin, but I was going to dress him up anyway in a uniform. So the project then took off from there, and it's been wild ever since.
And I'm guessing it's all to code and within U.S. Postal Service standards.
I was out there with my tape measure making sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was going to ask how the plowing and all the snow that you get up there, how does he survive that?
Yeah, Western York certainly gets their fair share of that around usually December and January, February. It's rock solid in the ground. If somebody had a, you know, really mad, and could be this morning after last night's performance, and tried to take it out with their vehicle, you know, they're going to lose. Josh is in the ground pretty solid, but I know just how to bring them out of the ground. And the old mailbox is still in my garage. And when I know the bad weather's coming and I don't want the plows to take them out, he'll be stored away for the rest of the winter, and he'll come back out next summer at preseason again.
What about thieves?
People have said a lot about that. I do have a camera on the guy, and to be honest with you, I know every city's passionate about their teams. Buffalo's over the top passionate, and there's so many Bill lovers more than there are Bill haters around here. And you know, I really don't worry about it too much. Josh is like the king around this area. I just really can't see somebody coming and trying to like take him down in any way. Or
seems like they'd be an instant villain.
They would. Community. We got neighborhood watch. He wouldn't get out of the neighborhood.
What kind of have you had crowds in your yard, like around your mailbox, taking pictures?
Crowds, no. But attention, absolutely. It went up the first preseason game, which was like mid-August. We had like almost like a family ceremony, bringing it out from the basement in the garage and putting him together, because he sits on a pretty large platform that looks like a little football field. And we put it up that afternoon. It was a Saturday in mid-August. Since then, the traffic was like every 30 minutes, I'm just pulling up to take pictures, take videos. There's been so many stories. People from way in my past have read about it. It's all over like Facebook and YouTube and all those places. So the attention was skyrocketing. And now it's still to today, especially when the Bills are in town, people from out of town are coming to watch who the Bills are playing, from Florida, you know, and they said this was like on their bucket list to check it out. And I've gone out there and talked to so many people, and just to hear the stories. And
that's great.
You know, they're thanking me for doing what I've done. And, you know, it's really a cool idea.
It's a great Halloween costume now. All you need is a Josh Allen uniform, to be honest with you, and carry a mailbox.
I have some decorations out there, and we're probably going to do something for Halloween. So my wife's got a mum and a pumpkin next to him right now, and you know, he's got a couple of Halloween decorations next to him.
Head in the mailbox.
No, but I mean, you can go, and just carry the mailbox. Is he proper height to Josh Allen?
Because he's on a bit of a platform, if you measure him from the street and the curb height, he's about 6'5", so we're right there.
All right. Okay. Yeah. The next thing now, Joe, would be to get Josh Allen to take a picture next to the mailbox.
That'd be awesome.
That would be over the top. When it first came out, our local channel, news station came out within 48 hours. They were already on my front lawn doing this whole interview. And he actually reached out to other reporters while they're still in their spring training. And he said, hey, you got to come out and see this mailbox. Go right up to Josh and tell him. I'm like, I'm just a super fan. I'm nearly falling over here. And these guys even say that. Had he ever driven by my house? That unanswered, he may have. He's always getting interviewed. If he even just said one day, oh, I even saw this cool mailbox, it looks like me, that'd still be enough for me.
Yeah.
If he ever rang his doorbell, and I'd fall over. If he ever hit my doorbell and said hello, I'd fall over.
That would be a cool moment.
Yeah.
Joe Rupp, retired post office worker, Buffalo Bills super fan, and builder of the Josh Allen life-size mailbox. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, guys, thanks for reaching out to me. It's so cool that it spread that far out to you guys even. I was thrilled when I got the call yesterday. You guys want to hear about this, and hopefully this even spreads even further. And I just think it's a great idea, and the team travels well. All across the country, you got Bills fans. And I just love to hear from them, and I think this is cool that you've reached out to me even a few states over.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm a Cowboys fan. So yeah. If I see a mailbox like that for the Cowboys, I'm running it over. Well, good job, Joe. Thank you.
All right, Chaz and AJ, you have a good job. Thanks for reaching out. You did a good job, and thanks for reaching out to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's got a cool wife, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love that it took him winning the MVP for her to be like, all right.
All right.
Yeah. Finally got it, though.
Did you see that Alec Baldwin crashed his Range Rover into a tree in the Hamptons?
Yep.
It's a nice Range Rover, by the way.
Was.
He was with his brother, Steven, They were out at, they were doing this Hamptons International Film Festival, and he's a board member. And he did this rambling video explaining what happened.
I just want to post a quick message. I got all this inquiries about my car thing this morning. I was in a car accident this morning. I'm fine. My brother Stephen was out.
No one asked.
I was in a car accident
really
this
asked.
Morning. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I might, though, in case you wanted to.
I got into a car thing. A car accident.
A car thing.
Car thing.
I also got into a car thing this morning.
Yeah.
But no accident.
It's called a car.
Right. All right.
My brother Stephen was out visiting me on Long Island, and we spent the weekend out there for the film festival. I do want to take an opportunity to congratulate everybody on the staff of the film festival, David Nugent,
boy.
And everyone, Casey, everyone.
I only know two names.
He's saying that because he doesn't want to lose his spot on the board.
Right.
He only knows two names. Okay.
Think of all the names, our board, our sponsors, Stuart Suna, my co-chair on the board, Randy Mastro, everyone on the film festival. I want to thank them. I'm leaving out a significant number of names. But this morning I was in this car accident. Guy cut me off in a truck, big garbage truck. I mean, a garbage truck the size of a whale. I've never seen a garbage truck.
Size of a whale.
Big as a whale. What, the B-52s?
It's you know, about to set sail.
One of those driving whales. You've seen them.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe he hasn't seen a garbage truck in a while. Doesn't probably take out his own trash.
I just love that nothing that happens to this guy is his fault. It's always somebody else's fault. It's the world.
Freedom of circumstance, yep.
The world is the problem. Alec Baldwin, I don't know how you put up with us.
He moves through life perfectly, and we're all just always getting in his way.
We're always in his way.
I've never seen a garbage truck. It must have been something commercial for, like, taking away material from construction or something. It was the biggest garbage truck I've ever seen.
So that's what trash trucks do, take things away.
That's exactly what they do. That's the job.
He's getting it. He's getting it. He's getting it.
So, like, not connected to real life.
That's good. Talk it out. Talk it out. Yeah,
he's
almost
so
there.
Hungover. Whatever he is.
Yeah. Clearly, never done a movie about garbage being removed from anywhere because he'd have it all figured out.
Yeah. It's. I don't know. I don't find it that foreign a concept.
Right.
It seems obvious.
Like, is this video 5 minutes?
It's long. It's worth the trip.
I love it.
Anyway, I won't go into the details now and bore you. But to avoid hitting him, I hit a tree. I hit a big, fat tree.
A big, fat tree?
Big, fat tree. Matches the big garbage truck, the whale.
Didn't he call his 11-year-old a big, fat pig?
Pig, oh, yeah, I think.
Rude, disgusting pig.
Yeah. Rude, disgusting pig. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And he didn't even know how old she was, remember? He was like 11, 12, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere's in there.
Oh, this guy. I love his acting, though. Like, he's great in 30 Rock. I love him in 30 Rock.
Great in 30 Rock.
Now, he's awesome.
Yeah.
You crushed my car, my wife's car. I crushed my wife's car. I feel bad about that. But it's all fine.
Crushed the wife's car. Ooh.
That's bad.
That's not hilarious. Hilaria.
That's why the video's happening. If it was his own car, it's just, I'm fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's just one of those text posts. I'm fine. Thanks for your concern.
I have to kiss her ass and mention her name now because I ruined her car.
Yep.
Did she buy that with her hard-earned money? That's her car, right?
Do you get paid to go on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, okay.
I think they'll. Maybe they do,
She probably got it as a gift.
You know, it's funny. We were just busting his balls in dumbass news yesterday, and then he crashes into a tree. You think he was listening to the podcast?
Like, these idiots.
Someone texted him on Long Island and said, hey, those guys over in Connecticut were busting your balls. And he's listening to the podcast. He's like, oh, tree. Bam.
Nice.
Big fat tree. Big fat tree. Okay.
Bobbity Bob, congratulations to everybody on the film festival. Thank you to the East Hampton Police Department, the town police department, for coming to my aid. They came in and we filed a report with them.
They don't have a choice, by the way. They get a call, they have to show up. They show up at accidents, by the way, Alec.
Yes.
When people have accidents, they call the police.
They came to my aid.
The police.
For lesser people.
The police show up.
Make sure you get in the police report. It was a big fat tree.
That's right, big fat tree.
He did say it twice.
Garbage truck whale.
Yeah.
The whale garbage truck.
Right.
Well, that's it. He's blaming the garbage truck, and then the tree was so fat, I couldn't miss it. It was a big fat tree. damn tree.
It's not in the street. Like, the tree's not in the middle of the road.
Literally.
Big fat tree.
Officer Gherkin is his name. G-E-R-K-E-N. Lovely guy. And there was another gentleman there. I didn't get his name. But Officer Gherkin from the East Hampton Police Department. As nice as can be. In a
smoke detector needs a battery.
I mean, yeah, dude. Bro.
Right?
You're selling this house for, I think it was on the market for $25 million. Put a friggin' battery.
It's 1.9 volt.
Hardwire the damn smoke detectors. Anyway.
He can afford 1.9 volt battery. I assume at least that.
Right.
He's waiting for a guy to install it.
All right.
As nice as can be and as pleasant as can be about the whole thing. And my wife's car is pretty smashed up. Big tree, big fat tree.
And there he goes again.
He's thinking.
I'm going to L.A. to see my family.
No one cares, by the way.
He's like, what else can I think of so they feel bad for me? Like, nobody cares, Alec. Nobody cares.
No one cares.
Yeah, yeah, just brother Steven's still seeing the woods.
Yeah, but he gets in this thing at the end, like that he's proud of his wife, and it's like, what? For what? Getting voted off Dancing with the Stars?
You know, AJ did bring up a good point. The brother was in the car, and he's like, by the way, I was in an accident. I'm fine. My brother was also in the car. And then he just moves on. That's the last we hear about. Right. How's he doing? Is he all right? I assume.
Steven has been fine for years.
I'm assuming it's age that did it to his face, but Steven doesn't look great. Mm. I don't know if
Steven
it's from the
Biodome?
Accident.
Yeah. Yeah. Biodome.
Great movie.
Exactly.
Okay. Go ahead.
Going out to California to gather my family together. I spent a few days out there.
His what?
His family?
Is that what he said?
Oh, my God. He's getting the accent. He's getting the Spanish. My family.
We get the, how you say, cucumber from the store.
Cucumber. Family.
Me and my family, we enjoy them.
Going out to California to gather my family.
Gather?
Family. Come home.
Gather my family. Oh, my God. It's happening to him.
What are they, chickens? They're going to go gather my family.
Oh, my God. I feel bad. He's such a great talent. What the hell happened here? You know? Anyway.
And I'm still so proud of my wife. Hilaria, I love you more than anything, and I'm very proud of you.
This dude.
Okay.
We know you smashed your car.
I'm fine, other than...
I'm fine.
Bye.
Okay. That whole thing was for that little message at the end.
I agree. Just
I gotta get your name out there. She loves attention. You know. She probably called him and said, have you made a video?
Yeah.
All right. You gotta post a video. We're on a reality show. It's part of a reality show. You dope. You got to make a video. Don't forget to thank
me. You boy.
Yeah. He was way cooler when he was with Kim Basinger.
There's something going on there. She has some kind of mind control over him because he's doing the dumbest things.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Hey, kids, want some coffee? Go for it, Alex.
Folgers. I'm not done with Alec Baldwin yet.
Me either. No.
The big fat tree.
Big fat tree.
It was the garbage truck and the big fat tree.
Big fat tree.
It's like a whale.
Jonathan Carbeauty texted me and he said, you know how many avoidance technology things are in the Range Rover? You know how difficult it is to crash that into a tree?
Like, great
like
point.
You really have to really work hard to get that Range Rover into a tree.
Big tree, big fat tree.
Big fat tree? Those Range Rovers aren't cheap.
Oh, I know. No. I love them.
They're over $100,000.
Oh, are they?
Easy.
Yeah, I would guess 90. Cool ones.
Yeah. His wife's is probably 150.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty smashed up.
Pretty smashed up.
Pretty smashed up. Like my brother's face.
Yeah. I looked.
Sorry.
We don't talk about Steven, though.
I know.
First off, I'm looking and I'm like, who's the homeless looking guy with Alec Baldwin?
Oh, no.
Oh, you got to see these pictures of him. Alec Baldwin had an accident in the Hamptons yesterday. By the way, at this time yesterday, we were kind of poking fun or having. We were discussing the Hilaria or whatever her Hillary.
Hilaria.
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 Being voted off of Dancing with the Stars. We're playing audio, kind of poking fun at her, you know, taking it all so serious.
I would say deservedly so.
I'm only 41. I still have a full life to live.
I opened my heart. It is broken again. That's a real quote. I'm not making that up. That's exactly how she said it.
I tuned in yesterday. I heard that. I was like, who is this dramatic?
And then hours later, he crashes into a tree. I think someone sent him a link to the podcast, and he was listening. Maybe. He was like, damn it! Boom! Good big tree, bad tree. Ah! There's a connection.
I think so. Well,
we come in the Hamptons, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Got a car thing. I'm fine.
But he can't, he has to blame a working man, a garbage truck driver, on his stupidity. He drove into it. He drove into a tree.
Yeah.
Like, here's a guy who took a gun and shot and killed somebody and blamed other people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pull the trigger.
That still makes me so upset. That
makes
whole situation.
Me sick.
I know. He's so entitled and so warped, I think, into his...
It's Malik the big
Baldwin.
Fat tree and the garbage truck. It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't his big fat ego? I don't know.
It was a whale garbage truck, by the way.
The whale. Yeah, right. The garbage truck size of a whale.
Size of a whale.
It's as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail. I love that guy's voice. I hear his voice, and I just friggin'... It puts a smile on my face immediately.
Bring your jukebox money!
Jukebox money!
Gherkin.
Gherkin.
Love Shaq, baby!
Officer Gherkin.
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 Gherkin. Gherkin around.
What a strange man.
Like, he had to drive off the highway, off the breakdown lane, and then off into the area where there's a big fat tree? Like, come on. You lost control of the wheel that bad?
Can't you just say I screwed up?
Yeah.
Larry, an accident. I love you more than anything, and I'm very proud of you. Okay, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Okay, I'm fine. Back to me.
I'm proud of you.
I'm fine.
I'm proud of you.
That wasn't an I'm fine physically. That was like, I got that out there. I'm fine now. I can end the video.
Yeah.
I was like, right, that was the reason
sorry,
I was supposed to do this.
Your car.
Yeah. Right.
Like, his friend should look into this. There's something going on with that relationship that is not healthy.
There's a cry for help.
You're not talking while I'm talking.
Yeah, that red carpet thing is scary. Like, she forgot he's the celebrity.
Yeah.
They're on a red carpet. It's like, stop talking.
I kept picturing her face on that tree.
It was like the trees in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
How would you like it if someone picked an apple off of you?
This
you're a winner.
Oh my God, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not
and
talking.
And he said you're a winner. He complimented her.
Whoa.
And she's basically like, shut up.
I can do this better than you. Stop talking.
Right. This is my time.
Just stand
I know
there.
You're a star.
What am I here for then? Why am I here?
Right. Would you be there if you were not married to him?
You're here because of me. No. I'm here with you, and you won't. All right. I'll just stand here, I guess.
Oh. And he looked
to rescue him.
He went right into hostage mode. He was like, oh, if I don't shut up right now, I'm going to be beaten later.
Yeah. He did the 30 Rock look right at the camera like, did you see what I just saw?
And then he did that help me hand signal.
Yeah.
I think like if he has real friends, they look in on this relationship. It's not healthy.
No, he needs rescue.
That video was all about him just complimenting his wife. That was not about giving a report to fans about he's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. When I saw the movie Malice, which he is awesome in, I was like, wow, that guy's a great actor. But then I realized, no, that's kind of how he is. I am God.
He's great in Beetlejuice.
Absurdly great.
So good.
Yeah.
No, he's a great actor. Oh, and 30 Rock.
Well. Yep.
30 Rock.
He had
genius.
A terrific run of like almost a full 20 years for like everything he was very good in. Even if the movie wasn't great, it was like, well, at least he's good. Like, we know. We can bank that he's going to be at least good.
Saturday Night Live put him in any sketch.
Yeah.
So talented.
Yeah, very.
But I'm talking, you're not talking.
Put him near a big garbage truck, though. I'll help him.
Because, well.
And then he's thanking the East Hampton Police Department. Can I tell you something about the East Hampton, Southampton Police Department? No offense. But what are you doing? Traffic tickets? I mean, come on. You're right. Your hand's tired from traffic tickets, okay?
Right.
Remember that bit when we were on Long Island we did?
Yeah.
Let me see if I have it.
Now it's time for real life stories of the Southampton Highway Patrol.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm.
Tune in next time for another exciting installment of real life stories of the Southampton Highway Patrol.
All right, we were talking to Amy yesterday, and she came on the show last week with Jeff Tate and said, "Can I get backstage and get an autograph? But then I'll turn it into a tattoo." And that turned into a really nice dude saying, "I'll do the tattoo." And Amy's on the phone now. Did you get the tattoo?
I most certainly did.
Awesome. Nice. All right. We need the picture. We'll post it.
Yep. I sent it in yesterday. Before I forget, AJ, glad you're back with us. Feeling good. I don't know if you have control or whoever, if you could send it to him. I did send a 20-second clip through the messenger of him actually hitting the note in Take Hold of the Flame. And I was like, oh, EJ needs to hear it.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. Yeah, when they started playing it, I got a little, like, apprehensive about it, because I'm like, there's just no way. Like, listen, realistically, come on. The last two shows, he did not even play the song, and we all understood. No. It was like 1984. He absolutely nailed it, wow. And I was floored. But I did send the clip.
Is that possible? Like that many years later?
God bless him.
So you know what? It's when he does these high notes.
It's 40 years.
He performs it differently. Right. He like bends down. There might have been a little help with like engineering, but I promise you.
Okay. That's what I'm wondering.
In front of it. Yeah.
All right. Ruth, do you have it or you don't have it?
My phone. I can just play it through the speaker.
All right. Never mind. Okay. We'll play it later.
He takes good care of his voice, though. He really does.
Yeah.
This is the best. Like I said, my fourth time seeing him. The first time, obviously, was, you know, bar none. It was in 94, I believe it was, the Promised Land Tour. And it was everything you expect. You know, he was still, you know, in his prime with his voice. And over the years, you know, we all age, but Sunday show.
Well, that's the instrument.
It just blew me away. It blew me away how good he was.
Well, when he was in, I was talking to him about how you watch those little videos on TikTok and he's hitting the freaking notes. And it's pretty amazing because you see that. And then you see David Lee Roth. You see Vince Neil. You see Axl Rose. And it's like it's a very difficult thing to maintain for 40 years.
But he's got a very strong voice.
What makes me crazy is if you can't listen, the only concert I've ever had to walk out of was Heart. I cried the whole way home. I get it.
Did you?
We are aging. Don't tour.
Hold it.
Yeah,
hold it.
I did. And so did 1,000 other people, Chaz. We were like, well, it was terrible.
Amy, you need to take breaths, okay, so I can talk too. This is a conversation, not the Amy show. Okay, first of all,
you know, hilarious.
Did you really cry the entire way home?
I waited my whole life to see her. It was her Rod Stewart and Eagles is all I ever wanted to see to a certain point.
I asked the question, yes or no. You cried all the way home.
I did.
All the way home.
I was so freaking upset.
From where to where?
30-minute ride.
From where to where? Where to where?
From Hartford to Naugatuck.
Hartford to Naugatuck. An hour.
Wow.
You cried for an hour.
I could get to Hartford in 30 minutes. Stop.
Okay. You cried for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. You know how I look forward to that forever. It was such an upset.
Okay. All right. What? I am.
Yeah. Talking about rabbit holes.
Okay. Which show was this? Heart and who?
It was Heart and Sheryl Crow.
All right. What year?
It was just maybe 2019.
All right. Was anyone at the. And where was it?
It was at the Meadows.
Meadows.
Oh, we say the Meadows, yeah.
Okay. Was anyone at the Heart Sheryl Crow concert at the Meadows somewhere around 2019? If you were, please call 203-882-9757. We have questions for you.
Yeah, right, we thought we would at least beat traffic, but about 1,000 other people left at the same time. Like 2 hours in, we just, I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, we heard more heart music on the radio on the way up there than they played.
I thought she was one of the few that still has it.
Not that day. And I watched all the YouTube of the tour. I'm like, this is going to be great.
Right.
It was, they did so many cover tunes, and I get it. If you can't do the notes, I get it. But don't put on this big, huge tour.
That's
like it's just a pop-up show. You know what I mean?
So you did get the tattoo.
I did. And he was so freaking cool, man.
Give us his name. Give us his name again.
Oh, I'm going to butcher his last name like you do. It's Ken. Oh, my God. Caraco, maybe? I'm totally going to jazz it up. I believe it's Caraco. C-U-R-R-A-C-O.
What's the tattoo shop?
It's Templar Art Gallery.
Okay, that's the important thing.
Meriden.
Yes.
And he is the owner. He's phenomenal.
All right, Amy, thank you. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband or a girlfriend or...
I have a dude, yeah.
All right, okay.
Okay.
A dude.
Does he ever get a chance to talk?
For him.
Does he get a chance to talk?
No, when she's talking.
No.
When I am talking, you are not talking.
You're not talking.
Bingo.
When I am talking.
Oh, I'm most.
All right, we had Amy on, who just got a Jeff Tate tattoo. She said I don't know how we went down this rabbit hole, but she said she was at the Heart Sheryl Crow concert somewhere around 2019. And Heart was so bad with trying to hit notes that she cried all the way home. Aaron in Manchester, were you at that show?
I was.
Do you remember it being that bad?
My recollection, maybe I was coming into it a little differently because I kind of assumed going in that maybe she wouldn't be able to do what she used to be able to do, but I thought she actually did really well. I was impressed with her ability. There were some moments it looked like she was struggling, but overall it was really cool. My bigger disappointment was the fact they did play a lot of covers, and I felt like they had to do it for entertainment, which their Heart. Like
they have a big enough catalog. They could play Heart all
play
night.
Other people for, yeah, exactly. But I thought she did a really good job. Definitely not worth crying over.
Okay, so you did not cry all the way home.
I actually did not.
Okay. All right. Very good, Aaron. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, you know when you go to one of these concerts that it's not going to be 1977-level performance or 1984 Jeff Tate. But Jeff Tate, like, hit that high note. This is where it all started, right? She said he hit the high note.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have it, Ruth?
Damn.
Yeah,
you think that's real or like, they could fool us now with technology. You think that's real?
I'm like happy to be fooled. If that's a fool, I'm happy to be fooled. I mean, it sounded like he was at least live a little.
Yeah.
It wasn't like so perfectly crystal clear that it obviously someone played something. It sounded like it came from his mouth.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Or somewhere else.
We got to take over Flame.
Sean and Nuggets.
The other way around. Right.
Hey, Sean.
Sean from Naugatuck. What's up, guys?
What's happening, bro?
Hey, I was at the Heart concert with Sheryl Crow. That chick from Naugatuck is out of her head.
All right, so you didn't cry all the way home?
No. The weather was great. The drinking was better, and the sex was amazing.
Okay.
Huh.
To the same show?
What ticket did you buy? What,
seriously.
Is that some kind of Gluck Circle?
after the show. I mean.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
After we found an Uber because we couldn't find the car, but yeah, it was a great show.
Okay, you didn't cry.
They played like four covers of Zeppelin. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Right,
Zeppelin.
Right, especially her.
I'm just calling. I gotta go. I gotta go to work.
All right, thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Don in Harmington.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You went to the Heart Sheryl Crow show in 2019.
I think it was 2019.
Okay.
And it was in Meadows there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was excellent. And her professionalism with heart, she did some alternate notes. I'm a musician too, and sometimes you just have to hit an alternate note when you're out there live. But I thought they were fantastic.
Okay. So
and I went with one of my friends. He thought the same thing. He thought the whole show was really great.
Okay. And so you weren't crying all the way home?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
One box tissue so far.
All right. Yeah. So it was just Amy crying.
Right.
All right. Very good.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah. I'm glad AJ's back.
Me too, man.
Thank you, man.
It's a big relief.
Yay.
Okay. You're welcome.
Personally and professionally. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ken, the tattoo artist.
Oh.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
Great job.
Thanks, man. Hey, listen, you guys made that lady's millennium. She was so happy what you guys did for her. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
Well, you're the cherry on top.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do so much good stuff for everybody. I'll tell you guys are never going to be able to retire because you're going to leave too much of a hole in this state.
Oh, they could chase us out of here. They're trying.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, though, she was excited. She loved the show. She got to meet them, and it was really cool. But, yeah, she likes to talk.
I was going to ask you if you were able to talk at all during that. Right. How long did the tattoo take, and how many words do you think you said?
About 17 words in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah. No, we love her. She's great. She's great.
We had a good conversation. You know, she really loves music and stuff, and she was asking me about my band and stuff. And,
oh, nice.
You know, and, you know, she was upset about the Heart concert, man.
She brought that up to you, too?
Yeah. She said it was the only show she's ever left. And she goes, it was just so horrible. She was devastated.
Wow. Let's cry the entire way home.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This feels like a phone subject, like a concert. I don't know. She would probably be the only one to call in. Like, right. What would the phone subject be? Like, concert that you're extremely disappointed or elated with?
You won't let go of.
Concert you walked out of?
The concert you won't let go of. Or the money, like the ticket money that you're still pissed about.
Right.
All right. We'll figure that one out. But Ken, thank you so much. Templar, where is it? Middletown?
Meriden.
I knew it started with an M.
Yep. But hey, man, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
And love you guys. And AJ, man, I hope you feel better, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Love you too, bro. Emily Sands, Director of Branding and Marketing at Illicit Brewing Company in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Emily.
Emily's. That's a great name.
I believe this is the first time we've had two Emily's in studio at the same time.
Two Emily's.
Cool. What took so long?
I know. Exactly right.
I was told to keep the two apart.
We're pretty far apart right now.
I know. Space.
Everyone's excited about the Chaz and AJ Legends of Fear Monsters Ball at your place. Thanks for hosting us.
We're thrilled to be the host this year.
Yeah. We normally sell out quickly, like within a week, 300-plus tickets. So your place holds how many?
Just about 1,000 people.
Okay. Good.
We're good.
We're good.
I think we're good.
We're good. We're good. I think we're good.
Even with the bulky costumes, we're going to be fine.
Yeah. Have you ever had a night where you just, you know, you have a line outside because you have 1,000 people inside?
We've never had to turn people away, but we have had a line outside because there were close to 1,000 people.
Yes. Right. I got to tell you, I love that place. Have you been there, Phil?
I haven't. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, my God. It's so cool. It's like really, some of these breweries were set up and they take the building and they're like, okay, what can we do with this building? This seems like it was set up. Like, let's make a really cool brewery.
Yep. Yeah, and it was nice to have the Manchester location to kind of templated off of, and we knew we wanted certain elements. We wanted like the outdoor beer garden section. We wanted the speakeasy section. We wanted the whole beer hall with the communal tables and all of that. And so we were able to, yeah, build it from scratch, basically.
Yeah. And you could tell.
Yeah.
You could tell it was built with the customer in mind, not like, all right, this is the building and let's try to make it work.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And then you just opened the Danbury?
We did. Yeah. On July 4th.
Nice.
How's that going?
That's going great out there. It's the same. It looks like Fairfield, but it's actually much smaller than Fairfield.
So you drive from Manchester to Fairfield
all
to
place.
Danbury. How many miles you put on your car since July?
A lot.
A lot.
Probably like 5,000 to 6,000. Yeah.
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 Damn.
But it's fun.
What do you do?
When I get there?
Yeah. Like, what's your job?
It's a lot of computer work, honestly. But being on site, I'm looking at the branding and like the structure of the building and making sure it's on brand and everything that we're doing has matching everything. Logos and fonts and all that stuff.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Team leader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know your fonts.
Yeah.
We do. We have a specific font.
I love it.
It's called Roan.
Roan?
Yeah.
You have your brand kit.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's important to stay consistent.
That's your whole background.
That's
it. You did this in radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
that's all I got.
Yeah.
One career.
And then this, the beer, who's the like head brewer?
His name is Brian Ayers. He is tremendous. He's been a brewer. Well, he started as a home brewer and kind of like graduated up, was at multiple different locations in Connecticut, different breweries. This is his first master brewer job, but
master
I say first. He's been doing it for 6 years with us now.
they call him Brian the Brewer.
I call him Brian the
Brewer. Brian the Brewer.
Yep.
Brian. Brewing Brian.
Yep.
Bring me Brian the Brewer.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool job. Is he in charge of coming up with different flavors, or how often do you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we back into a lot of things. Like, for example, it's October, so we have our PSL, our pumpkin spice lager, because you got to have a pumpkin beer
this
season.
You got to have a pumpkin beer.
Everyone loves the pumpkin stuff. So
I'm that person. Yeah. It's me, by the way. I know a lot of people complain about it. I'm like, no, I look for it. I want it.
Pumpkin beer?
I like it.
With the cinnamon and sugar rim?
That I don't like.
Really?
I just want the beer.
So interesting. I love the cinnamon and sugar rim. That's very important.
But I like I like the Oktoberfest brews. I like this time of year is where I get really back into beer. Mm. Like during the summer, I'm like, yeah, just give me whatever's like kind of like clear and light and crisp, like fine. But right here is like this is peak beer season. For
really?
Me. I look forward to all of this stuff.
I don't like pumpkin in beer.
I love it.
No.
It's definitely like polarizing.
You could overdo it easily. Definitely. I mean, you could overdo it with any flavor, you know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, putting pineapples on pizza. People either love it or they hate it.
Never.
No. Yeah, I agree. He definitely is great at coming up with what's seasonally appropriate. And then just sometimes we try something a little like off the wall. I know we've talked about our over-cerealized stout where we put Reese's Puffs in it. And it just tastes like peanut butter.
You have a Halloween beer that's not pumpkin?
I mean, we have an Oktoberfest beer. We have just amber ales and things that are a little bit more.
I will be trying all
candy
of those.
Corn beer.
We're talking about something that Burger King did. We have this bit called Bad Idea Island, and Burger King did a black bun.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
See, branding-wise, no.
Right. See,
this is my job.
See,
I would have been like, no, don't do that.
You would have saved Burger King a lot of trouble.
A lot of damage control, at least.
What are some of the beers that you said no to? Beer ideas.
We don't tend to do like the really crazy things because there was we call them hype beers fad that it was like, we're going to put marshmallows and strawberries and like too many things in one beer. And we tend to stay away from that because we just kind of want to have the integrity of the beer stay solid.
Right. We're making beer.
Yeah.
We're making good beer. We're not making fad beer.
Exactly. Right. And our most popular beers are New England IPA and then a Helles lager. So just a light, crisp, clear lager. That's what people want. It's kind of going back to basics now. There was the hype beer fad, and now it's like everyone's tired of that. They want things that are a little more neutral.
No more hype.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So with the Chaz and AJ Legends of Fear Monsters Bowl, Shameless is playing. You know how hard it is to get them booked, for a Halloween party? We had to book them in January for this October.
I know we met in May about this, and they were already booked.
Yeah,
so,
we've been working on this for a while, and when we signed you guys up, we were just so excited.
Yes, we're thrilled. You should, if you haven't been in the last month or so, we are totally decked out for Halloween. We are ready.
Oh, is that right?
It is It looks crazy in there, in a good way.
Nice.
There's just giant skeletons and lights and clouds and all that. There's a lot.
It'll
be very on brand for... I keep saying brand. Sorry.
No,
it's your job. Well, yes.
It's the whole point.
It'll be very on brand for the Monsters Ball, for sure.
So we have $1,000.
Not intentionally.
What's that, AJ?
I said my house, too, but not intentionally.
Your house is scary, but not intentionally. It's
exactly
like that all year round.
Right.
So once a year, it's in season.
It's perfect.
Yes.
Right.
It's like a clock is right twice a day.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Clock,
yeah. If you just never clear the spider webs, eventually they'll be in season.
That's right. They're in season now.
Why take them down?
Yeah. Yeah. So we have Shameless and then $1,000 best group costume contest and a $500 best individual.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
It is.
And it's only $10 to get in. Is that right?
That's it.
So that's it. It's not $10 plus some sort
anything else now.
It's just $10.
Just come hang out with us.
$10. You get in.
Yeah.
What time do you open?
I mean, we'll be open at 3 p.m. because that's our normal opening time on Fridays. But, yeah, I mean, you could spend all day with us if you want.
Yeah, anytime you want to arrive.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. And you got that nice area over by where the band's going to play with some tables and stuff. So if people arrive early, they can...
Hang out,
get the tables. Anything else we need to know? Food, right? Yeah, food.
Yep. Yeah, we have a food counter structure, so you can go up and order... That's why you can spend all day with us. If you want to get there at 3 and have a late lunch and then eat later, that's fine too.
I kind of like that.
Snack along the way, that kind of thing. Yeah,
I'm a grazer.
I'm also a grazer too. Yeah, like maybe one snack an hour.
Yes.
Seems like a good idea.
I can graze unless you put something really good in front of me, like a whole, like a large pizza.
Well, we have pizza, so that's dangerous, actually. Okay.
Very dangerous. Dangerous. Anything else we need to know before we get there? The parking is awesome. So this is what I love about your place. Like, it has room for everybody. Mm-hmm. Parking is great.
Yep.
If you want, you can take the train.
Yes.
You know?
So we have a lit pathway right from the train. And if our front parking lot is totally full, then just go to the train station and park there.
Yeah, this is going to be the biggest Chaz and AJ Legends of Fear Monsters Ball in history. We've been doing this for 20-something years here, a few years on Long Island, and we're really excited to be at Illicit Brewing in Fairfield this year. It just fits everyone. So many years in a row, I've talked to people like, I missed out. Can you get me in? It sold out. I'm like, we told you it was going to sell out.
We warned you.
Yeah.
I will say, like, get there early. I think everyone should get there early just to, get in there, get your spot, hang out. And there's a time frame, right, for when they have to register or sign up for winning the potential costume contest, right?
Right. I should know that.
I feel like it's 9:30.
I think you're right.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a table you need to check in with, and you need to let us know that you want to be considered for the costume contest.
So everyone get there well before 9:30.
We're assuming 800 costumes. That's a lot to go through.
Yes.
Yeah. I think some people won't be dressed.
Yeah?
Because it's the Friday before Halloween.
That's fine with me. Yeah. Come have
fine.
A beer, listen to some great music, have fun. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think the date's great, honestly, because... next week the Halloween actually falls on Friday. I think people will be out trick-or-treating and doing stuff, so I think the fact it's the week before, come party early.
We had a Monsters Ball the last time. Friday was on a Halloween.
Yep.
And we're standing around there at like 8 o'clock and we're like, we're never doing this again because you know our people have kids and they're out trick-or-treating. Yeah,
exactly.
So we picked the right night, I think
so, too.
We officially start at 7, but you could arrive at 3 if you'd like. But at 7, we officially start, and looking forward to it. Thanks for hosting us.
Can't wait.
Can't wait to have some of that delicious Illicit Brewing beer.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.